From the bottom to the top, the inspiring journey of the St. Louis Cardinals. At the point when Dylan Carlson checks his ST out, Louis colleagues, he sees an extensive rundown of achievements. There is ruling NL MVP Paul Goldschmidt and seven-time elite player Nolan Arenado. Furthermore, Adam Wainwright, a worldwide championship champ surrounding 200 profession triumphs. At the point when Dylan Carlson checks his ST out, Louis colleagues, he sees an extensive rundown of achievements. There is ruling NL MVP Paul Goldschmidt and seven-time elite player Nolan Arenado. Furthermore, Adam Wainwright, a worldwide championship champ surrounding 200 profession triumphs. All that previous achievement is one motivation behind why the group's dreary beginning has been so disappointing for the Cardinals. It's likewise why they stay confident about the remainder of the year. That makes a difference. That sort of wipes out a portion of that frenzy, that concern, Carlson said, having folks who've encountered succeeding at the most significant level. They simply aren't encountering a lot succeeding right now, and uncommon snapshots of brokenness appear to be spilling into the establishment's essential Cardinal way. Subsequent to taking 2 of 3 at the Chicago Whelps this week, St. Louis stayed in last spot in the NL Focal with a 13-25 record. It's the most horrendously terrible 38-game beginning for the club since it was 13-25 out of 19-25, as indicated by Sport Radar. The Cardinals haven't gotten done with a terrible record since they were 78-84 out of 2007, and the establishment had only 2 losing seasons in the past 25 years. St. Louis Cardinals face uphill battle to playoff berth after slow start. The last time a major association group made the end of the season games after it was at least 14 games under .500 St. Louis was 10-24 after a 6-5 misfortune to Detroit last end of the week. Any time in the season was the 2005 Houston Astros. We certainly have elevated standards inside and outside this clubhouse, and we hope to play well and we hope to win, Goldschmidt said. We haven't done a sufficient occupation of that to begin the year, and we're giving our very best for, play, well beginning consistently and take that and convey it to the following day however much we can. The losing and problem are a takeoff for an establishment that commonly cruises alongside very little of the rough water it has openly explored as of now. Supervisor Oliver Marmol addressed Tyler O'Neill's work after he was tossed out at home during a 4-1 misfortune to Atlanta on April 4, and O'Neill contradicted the analysis. Jordan Walker, one of baseball's top possibilities, made the group out of spring preparing and batted .274 of every 20 games before he was optioned to significantly increase a Memphis, with Marmol referring to a longing to assist the other group's outfielders with getting into a musicality. Hoping to supplant Yadier Molina at catcher, St. Louis marked 3-time elite player Wilson Contreras to $87.5 million, 5-year contract in December in its greatest move of the offseason. Yet, Marmol reported last end of the week that Contreras would be enjoying some time off from getting for some time a move that brought up issues about the attack of the free specialist obtaining in any case. Wainwright downplays Molina's retirement impact on struggling Cardinals. The takeoff of Molina, a 9-time gold glove champ who resigned after his 19th season with the Cardinals, looms over the group's horrible record, however Wainwright minimized the meaning of his non-appearance. We don't have anybody to fault for this palette with the exception of ourselves, said Wainwright, who missed the beginning of the time with a crotch injury. Could Yadi help? Continuously. Yadi will improve everybody. However, he's not the explanation we were 14 games under .500. Wainwright's return could help a pivot that has only 6 successes and a 5.40 period. St. Louis hasn't had a beginning pitcher go past 5 1/3 innings in 7 days. In his last 5 starts, Jack Flaherty has a 1-3 record with a 9.00 ERA. When questioned about his inconsistent performance following a no decision against the Phillies on Tuesday night, he showed frustration. The NL Central leaders have also felt the impact of Arenado's slow start as he enters this weekend series at Boston with a career low batting average of .233 and 33 strikeouts in 36 games. The third baseman hit .293 with 30 homers and 103 RBIs last year. I simply think we haven't assembled everything yet, Carlson said. It's sort of something or other right now where we simply haven't played a total game, and recently coincided at this point, I presume. We haven't hit that step.